29 minutes before top of the hour. I did indicate to you that I will be having a guest in the studio. You know very well that this is the project that we started long ago. Amstel, the entrepreneur, has been searching for a small business that we thought will be needing help. That is, when I say we, I mean me and you. You know, we needed to actually get your views. We ask you to nominate your business or a business, should I say, that you think needs, a share in that 1 million in marketing and mentorship. It is happening. It is the journey. It's about a month that they've been mentored. So it's time now to check in with one of our lucky finalists to see how their mentorship program is actually going along. And of course, on the line, I do have the mentor, Kaya Zanga. Kaya, good afternoon and welcome to Josie FM.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Quite an interesting journey in terms of this initiative, empowering local businesses and also involving people at your level to be able to give guidance, to give mentorship. I do have the guys here in the studio. I just want them to actually say hello to the listeners. Janse
Sanbonani.
Sanbonani Wabanjani. I do have Okaya La on the line. If you can just give us the insight in terms of we just curious, we really want to know Guti, how are things up to so far, how do you actually see this developing into what if when asandile ungasinikeza nje kabanzi.
Okay, hello to everyone at home who's tuning in. Oh, and I too, Mr. Janga.
Yeah.
Also, so me ni Kamalam Gusandile Stebe, and I'm one half of Zulu Astronaut. We run a business called Zulu Astronaut, which is a clothing brand.
Yeah.
A streetwear brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did it start? What actually pushed you to come to this?
The business itself.
Yeah, the business.
It started in... towards the end of 2020, I was at home because I had been retrenched from work.
Mm.
So it's always been my dream to start a clothing brand. I've always been fascinated by guys who are in the fashion industry. Your Virgil Abloh, your Pharrell Williams, Kanye West. The list is endless.
Yeah.
So it is an opportunity. I saw it as a chance to start that, because I've always called myself the Zulu astronaut, and I always had a motto like, just put yourself out there. So when I was at home, I saw that as a chance because I was not earning anything. I was just left with a sum of money in my account. So I bought a couple of t-shirts and then a printer. And then, that's how it started. That's the inception of Zulu Astronaut.
I think it will be wise for us also, Sizwe Uguti Ukaya, Utieniana, as a mentor. Kaya, if you can just tell us, about your involvement in this whole initiative.
Amstel actually contacted me to help, to talk with the mentees in terms of assisting with their marketing plan. And as you can tell, as I'm sure you know, that a lot of small businesses don't really have access to people who have tremendous experience in the marketing, in the professional marketing experience. And I was approached because of my experience as a marketer. So I worked many years in the marketing industry, well over 15 years, I've been in this industry.
Yeah.
And obviously started off as a creative. And so my role really was to make sure that whatever the budget they have and what their plans are, so is it best to spend your money on radio, on TV, or on advertising, or digital. And so we worked on those plans together to see what we believe would work best for the businesses that the guys run.
Obviously, we might be having the budget to actually mentor. did you pick up, you know, from the guys that they do have what it takes? Because we can have all the resources, but if one doesn't have talent, one doesn't have passion, you know, it would be a futile exercise.
No, that is absolutely correct. And what, you know, because when I was speaking to them, the common thread that I really saw amongst them was how passionate, you know, they were about the businesses and how well they understand the detail of the business. And I think for me, you know, there are some people who like, you know, they'll take chances. You know, it's like, okay, I'd like to start a business. And then they see how difficult it is. And they can see that doing the whole thing half-heartedly. And in this instance, they can just tell that these guys really, really understand the nitty-gritties of the business. And that kind of inspires you too, you know, as a mentor to say, you know, I better not screw this up for this person. Can I say screw on radio? and that kind of that kind of encourages you to, you know, to make sure that you do the best for them, because they're working really hard, because it means so much to them, and therefore it means as much to you as a mentor, you know, for their business.
Just looking at, you know, a few months to come, how does it look like, you know, as a mentorship journey, you can just, you know, see, you know, ahead. Are you confident that you will be actually pulling this one?
Hello. Is that for me, the question?
Yes, that's for you. You know, just looking ahead in terms of
yes.
your schedule, you know, the time frames that you convinced that you will pull this
yes.
one.
No, absolutely. You know, I have like confidence in the guys in what they're doing. So I'm pretty sure whether, you know, whether a person wins or not, I think that already being in the top, already being selected in this program, I think for me it's a win already, because there are already so many programs that they're getting access to, and they're also free to ask me questions anytime they want to ask me. So it's a success already in my book, and I think that no one should be disappointed if they don't win, because life is long. You know, winning is not just for now. Winning takes a long time, and if you build a business, for me, that's already winning. I've never had the guts that they have, you know, to build something like they're doing. So kudos to them.
Just in wrapping up, you know, you've been doing this, you know, you've been long in the business, you know, the listener at home, Mamele, Guti, should I actually search inside of what I have, you know, my talent, and, you know, go for it? What advice can you give Gumlalile Kai?
Well, I'd say the best advice I can give anyone who is into business, if you have got an idea, I promise you, there's one thing I always say to people. The first thing to do is to start. And a lot of people make, you know, they will kind of make excuses and say, well, I don't have this and I don't have this and I don't have that. The problem with that is you keep giving, and everything you say makes sense and it is correct and it is true. But if you're going to say, I don't have A, B, and C, you are never going to start. And the best way to learn about business is to actually roll your sleeves and start and do it, regardless of the fact that you don't have. You say you don't have A, B, and C. And I can tell you that the guys that we are talking, like those guys right now, is that they also had, sometimes they didn't know much. And they're like, you know what? The best way for me to do anything is to go ahead and start. And that is how you learn. You learn by doing. You don't learn by trying to get the best equipment. You learn by doing.
Kaya Tlanga, thank you so much for giving us the insight, and we wish you well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kaya. Whenever it's we could get to go high, the mentor, those are, you know, points that we need in our journey. Gentlemen, Sandile, pick up something nice that with whatever dream, the most important thing it's to start. Surely you started by listening to any information that comes from any platform. In your case, you were lucky, it was Josie FM.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and starting, zangube na mafears. You know, normally there's always fears.
Yeah, no, there's always fears, but man, I believe in just taking chances. I think even now, just being here, being interviewed in the show, it's not by sheer luck, it's by, you know, taking a chance. you know. So I think we're here because we took a chance, we took a shot. Yeah, I think ake kumuntu of a sazalo nje equipped with everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe in the there's a Latin phrase that I live by. It's a it says "Pe aspera ad astra," which means from hardship to the stars. I believe in that. Like you should take a chance in everything. You should take a chance, put yourself out there, make mistakes. So yeah,
you know what makes me happy?
Yes sir.
At my age, yavan tina sihile group le, we are called the lost generation. So there was this thing you would tell I wonder abantwana labazo phelela
phi.
Yeah, now you know I'm a father, you know I'm way le phezulu and all that, but seeing the young generation that you know taking things like this, and you know we fought for economic emancipation. You know when you start, you know you complete your studies and say thing business, let me register my business, and yes. You know, being proud of who you are. I mean, Zulu astronaut, you could have said something else, yeah? But for me, that is very encouraging. We'll be monitoring this, and we wish you well in terms of reaching you know, the higher levels,
yeah, the stars,
yeah, the stars.
Yeah, the only way to go is the Milky Way,
yeah, so. The Milky Way.
Yeah, you must shoot to the top,
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you so much for giving us the insight and encouraging even the young ones.
Yes.
Amajita hleli lapha abanye bayancava bazosho ukuthi no amajita siyazi ukuthi aqale kuphi and all that. So thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Wena mrathi, we could wait, man. Very very encouraging. Okay, the say that you just said ngizochayisa early and hook up with my Google or dictionary and yeah. Okay. Life is better on the cruise.